Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a familiar friend of John Tammy in the Morning. We've known him for years. We've partied with the man. We've cried with the man. We've drank with the man. He is a proud American. He is one half of Big and Rich, and they are coming to Sequan Casino July 20th. John Rich, welcome back.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me back on. Good to talk to you.
You know we'll take a call from you anytime, John. You're always a lot of fun.
I can always count on you, and yes, I know that.
Big and Rich are coming to Rock Sequan Casino July 25th, and you can get your tickets right now at KSON.com. Shifting gears for a second, John Rich, really interested to hear your opinion as a hugely successful singer-songwriter, songwriter specifically. What's your take on the Taylor Swift losing the rights to the masters of her music? As a guy who writes such great music and has written so many hits for so many people.
Well, here's how it goes. So if a company, a record label, spends millions of dollars on an artist that nobody's ever heard of before, and you're fortunate enough to go on and have a big career, whether you be Taylor Swift or Big and Rich or whoever, name an artist. I mean, any artist that's a big artist had to have a record deal at some point. Part of the record deal is they spend all this money to get you popular, and in exchange for that, they own your recordings. I mean, that's how it works. So I don't know. I read through the story pretty carefully, and I know her. I mean, I've written back in the day, would write songs with her and stuff, and I don't know how you'd be that upset if you're Taylor Swift, seeing how much success she's had, and now she, you know, she owns all of her music going forward. So
right.
I don't know, man, unless there's something I don't know about that she's upset with. But in general, it's a business deal, you know. They spend a lot of money. I think when she got her record deal, she was like 14 years old or something. So they were taking quite a gamble, you know, to promote her and crossing their fingers that she would be a big deal.
You know, I'm on the same side as you because I love Taylor. I love everything that she's done. But on this thing, I think she's being, excuse the quote, a pee-pee pants because she doesn't like who bought it. I think that's really what it is.
It's, I guess, not up to you who buys it. I guess she could have bought it.
Sure, right?
Twice.
Yeah,
she had two times.
Know, but there was probably stipulations. If she bought it, she probably had to do something she didn't want to do past that. So she was in a spot where it didn't make good business sense for her to do it. Listen, I wouldn't mind being upset that my career is as big as Taylor Swift. I mean, you know, you're not going to hear me yelling about that.
I made $185 million last year.
Oh, man, bummer. That's terrible. She is one of the smartest business people out there, and she's learned from the ground up how it works and how to really get the most out of it. And you know, you would be hard-pressed to find anybody with a bigger career than her.
Well, as far as business minds, it takes one to know one, my friend. Your whiskey business is booming. Thank you. You sent Tam and I a bottle, and we really appreciate that. My liquor cabinet looks so much more redneck and classy at the same time. It's nuts. In fact, I almost got mugged leaving the building last week when it
right.
came because several people who don't even listen to country
mm-hmm.
are aware of John Rich because of the quality of your American-made product, my friend. So,
man, what a compliment.
It's true. This guy, I'm talking about
it's,
like.
It's totally
I'm
true. About, I hid mine because I knew people were going to come after me.
Well, and it's the alt rock program director. He thumbs his nose at us. Loves your whiskey, man. It was super impressed that we had a bottle
well,
of your whiskey.
I'll tell you what. Listen, if I'm going to put my name on something and you know me a long time, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it is a superior, superlative product. And as you know, I've always been a Crown Royal drinker, even Sable Horse Ride a Cowboy.
And I buy the bar, double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same.
Right.
Well, that's Canadian blended whiskey. Nothing wrong with that. But I thought to myself, there's got to be an American blended whiskey. We need an answer to Crown Royal. So I set out to create an all new blend of American whiskey and make it the smoothest stuff on the shelf. And also, simultaneously, make it affordable. Redneck Riviera whiskey's in 48 states. In California, you're talking about Walmart, Vons, Safeway, Albertsons, all your local stores. I think we're in over 1,000 stores in the state of California alone.
That's
well,
great.
Well, I have your signed one up on a shelf.
Oh, name and dropper. Then, listen
well,
to
no,
that.
Yours is signed too.
It is?
Jeez, yes.
Oh, I mean, right on. That's I just look at the booze. I'm sorry. John, interesting. Did you change the lyrics to Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
No, I left it like it was, you know, because that's what was going on when we wrote it. And it's hard to rhyme a redneck Riviera. Crown rhymes a little bit better. Everybody's getting down. But I'll tell you, I was listening in on you guys, and I heard the lady from the Naval Base. You know, there's so many service people that listen to you guys every day. 10% of every bottle of redneck Riviera whiskey I donate back to a group called the Folds of Honor, which is an organization that puts kids through college who lost a parent in combat. And to date, Redneck Riviera Whiskey has now funded over 50 college scholarships through the Folds of Honor.
Dude, how awesome is that? John Rich, thank you for what you do. Thanks for always being a great guest. Big and Rich, next Thursday, Saquon Casino. I know our own Amber is going to be there. Go to KSON.com. Get your tickets right now for that show.
Thank you, guys.
You bet, honey. Love you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.